there's a winner, but is there a loser? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Democrat Katie Hobbs projected to be the next governor of Arizona, winning a very close race against a Republican who has not conceded, saying the election was botched.
Carrie Lake was sounding skeptical about the race results late Monday on Twitter and has refused to say if she would accept the results of the contest. Lake had gotten strong support from former President Trump after she questioned the results of the 2020 presidential election.
Fox's Jill Nato. Now, Republicans are just one win away from taking control of the House, with 13 races still undecided. Back to the former president. He did not show up to testify before the Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot yesterday, ignoring a subpoena, upsetting committee leaders.
They say lawyers have made no effort to negotiate a time to offer testimony and add a lawsuit. Suit from the former president pushes claims recently rejected by the courts.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Tonight, the former president expected to announce a 2024 run for the White House at the Trump Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. His vice president might run against him. Mike Pence tells Fox's Hannity.
Karen and I are seriously considering what role we might play in the future, and including as a candidate for public office again.
Pence has a new book, says the president made him angry with his comments and actions during the Capitol riot. Upset Pence refused to block Joe Biden's election. Now, the president at the summit, President Biden at the summit of G20 nations in Indonesia, just pledged the U.S. and others will give that country $20 billion to deal with climate change. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the leaders via video, urging them to put more pressure on Russia to end its invasion. The G20 is considering a declaration.
To deplore in the strongest terms Russia's aggression in Ukraine. The statement also notes that the G20 features different views not only on the war itself, but on the sanctions Russia now faces.
That's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Is Philadelphia the next destination for migrants who came to the U.S. illegally? The city's mayor says he was told by a community group that a bus may arrive this week, but Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox Digital he has no plans to send buses to Philadelphia at the moment. Abbott has bused migrants to Chicago, New York, and Washington, D.C., protesting Biden border policies. The head of Customs and Border Protection has resigned.
Chris Magnus left the administration under a cloud of criticism over his job performance and the clash between him and White House officials. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas threatened to fire Magnus unless he resigned. Magnus initially refused, but changed his mind Saturday, writing, quote, I'm submitting my resignation effective immediately, but wish you and your administration the very best. His predecessor, Ron Vitiello, says the whole kerfuffle is a tragic distraction.
Instead of the White House acting to do more on the border, to secure that border, to give the men and women of CBP the tools that they need to fix those problems, we're talking about the commissioner being fired.
DHS tells us Magnus's deputy, Troy Miller, will take over the job as acting CBP commissioner. In Washington, Jillian Turner, Fox News.
There was a vigil last night for three University of Virginia football players shot and killed Sunday night. Two others were wounded.
22-year-old UVA student Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. was arrested about 80 miles away in Richmond after a 12-hour manhunt and has been charged with three counts of second-degree murder.
Fox's Laura Engel. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after losses. A first on Monday Night Football. The first loss of the season for Philadelphia.
He just won't go down. Touchdown. What an effort by Brian Robinson Jr.
The Washington Commanders beat the Eagles 32-21 on ESPN. Philadelphia falls to 8-1. The Commanders are now 5-5. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.